Cairo's number one hit music station. It's time to kick off After Dark.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. On Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
It's 10:02 across the capital. Mara Rocha in the studio tonight. We have a great topic lined up, so stick around for that. But if you have a love request or love dedication, send it in to 6163 on the SMS. We'll kick it off with Avril Lavigne right here on Cairo's number one.
Waking up to see that everything is okay. The first time in my life and now it's so great. Slowing down, I look around and I'm so amazed. I think about the little things that make life great. I wouldn't change a thing about it. This is the best feeling. This innocence is brilliant. The first time in my life and now it's so clear. Feel calm, I belong, I'm so happy here. It's so strong and now I let myself be sincere. I wouldn't change a thing about it. This is the best feeling. This innocence is brilliant. I hope that it will stay. This moment is perfect. Please don't go away. I need you now. And I'll hold on to it. Don't you let it pass you by. Stay there, but you think you're dreaming. It's the happiness inside that you're feeling. It's the beautiful.
Been on it and all of a sudden when there I didn't know how to follow.
Right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nyla FM. It is 10:10 across the capital. Thank you so much for tuning in to After Dark. I'm Erin. It is Monday, which means Marwa Rakha's in the studio. Welcome.
Hey, girl.
How are you?
Good.
I cannot hear out of these headphones. Every time I get in here, it's a mystery. It's either really, really loud or it's so quiet that I can't hear anything.
My headphones, one of them is working and the other is not, so my voice sounds like really awkward.
So how was your weekend?
It was okay.
Yeah?
It was okay. It was nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, what are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about... All right, now the question is... I'm going to start with the question. How do you know that he or she is right for you? Okay. Now, I'm not talking about someone you just met. Because someone you just met, it is so unfair to judge just like that. But I mean like someone that you're going out with, someone that you've been dating, someone you're engaged to. Mm-hmm. How do you know that she or he is right for you? That is the question. Do you want to know how I found it?
Yeah.
All right. I got this email from a girl. Mm-hmm. And she said that she was so adamant on not dating a typical guy with typical mentality. And she wanted someone who's very open-minded and what have you. Mm-hmm. And she began dating this guy who's living in the States.
Right.
But he's Egyptian.
Okay.
And in the beginning, it was nice, it was fun, and so on. And then when he came and they got to know one another, she began feeling that he's not what she expected. And then he began, like, playing the vanishing trick on her.
Right.
So he's there one day, he's not there the other, and he doesn't answer the phones and so on. And she said, okay, I'm out of here, I'm leaving, and she almost got engaged. This was when he came back, and he wanted her back.
Mm-hmm.
So she took him back, she accepted, and once they were back together, he was, again, emotionally unavailable, kind of distant, and not treating her right.
Right.
So now they're engaged, she's not happy. She says, her words, she's not putting any effort in their relationship, and she's not putting any effort to end it either. And
right.
then she was asking me, is he right or not, and if he's going to change or not. That's the first email. The second one was also from a girl who is into a relationship with someone, and she just feels that she's about to end it, and she's not sure if she's doing the right thing or not. So she wanted, like, clues and cues on how to know if ending their relationship with this guy is not a mistake.
Okay.
So this is how I came up with the topic. So I want your 2 cents.
All righty. 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. I'm sorry, I'm, like, loading the 9,000 requests that we've already received in the first 5 minutes of the show. We can recap everything in a minute. I'm sorry. I'm out of it. I'm looking at all this and I'm like, all right, Dave Matthews. I'm like, all right.
Coming up. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, let me get this loaded. So I apologize.
All right.
No, but yeah, we want, you know, get in touch with us on the show, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. If there is a love song or a love dedication you want to send out to someone, that's where you send it to, 6163. But we'll dive right into this topic on the other side. You can kind of reset it for me because I'm...
Okay.
I'm a little slow.
You're busy.
No, I'm not busy. I'm just...
Whose request?
I just want to make sure that people get their songs that they want to hear played, because after all, that's what the show's all about.
Let's give them that.
All righty. Here's The Cure, Friday I'm in Love on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
Cairo's number one, 104.2.
Baby, it's crazy. I'm thinking just as
Dave Matthews with Crush right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. That one going out to Dahlia from Marawani wants to tell you that he loves you very, very much. Around the corner music from Leona Lewis, also George Michael, Billy Paul by request. Keep those requests coming in at 6163 on the SMS. But it is Monday and Marwa Raja's in the studio. We're talking about how to tell if the person is right for you.
Yep, and again, we're talking about someone that you are seeing, someone you're dating, someone you're engaged to. Not someone you just met, because it's not fair. All right, now before we go into that, I have two similar questions.
Okay.
Now, Samko is saying, all right, there is a girl that I love and I told her, but she doesn't give me an answer. I have not seen her for a month. She does not answer my calls, does not reply to my SMSs. Once she told me that this is because she's busy at work. I know the day is 24 hours. It only takes 1 second to reply and it's not a big deal. But it means too much to me and I love her badly, but she leaves me hanging in there without I love you or go to hell. So what am I supposed to do? Now, I think this is a very clear answer.
She's not interested.
Exactly. I know that rejection hurts and I know that nobody wants to know that they're not wanted, but there are signs. Everything does not have to be in black and white. Everything does not have to be spoken and said. So she's giving you like clear signals that she's not interested. And the I'm busy line, This is a classic.
Well, that's a way that women say that, like, not to hurt your feelings. They just tell you that they're busy.
Exactly. So, Samko, I think you need to just walk away from that. Don't try to impress her. Don't try to talk to her. Because if she's not willing to give it a chance, then this means that she's really not interested. Maybe it's physical. Maybe she has somebody in her life. Maybe she just is not interested. So, Samko, I think you need to just take that and let go of her.
And then we had another one pretty similar.
Yeah, it's funny. All right, now Autumn is saying, I know it may sound freaky enough, but I like a girl who is with me in college, and it's been 7 months till now. 3 days ago, I emailed her with everything I feel towards her, but she's ignoring me as always. I know she occasionally talks to guys, but I want to get closer to her to just find out if she is the one for me. Now, again, if you, whether you're a guy or you're a girl, When you approach someone and what you get back is neglect or someone is ignoring you or no response or no feedback, that's a sign that it's not going to work or it's not happening. It's either because you're not their type or it's either because they're seeing somebody else or maybe they just don't want to date altogether.
Right.
So, Autumn, don't waste your time on her because you expressed how you feel. And not getting a feedback means it's not going to happen.
Okay.
So I think that's it.
All right. We're talking about how to tell if someone is the one for you. And before we went to the break and we played all the music, you were talking about a girl.
Yeah, there were two girls. I got two emails.
Okay.
And the two of them, they are dating different guys.
Uh-huh.
And one of them says, I don't feel that it's right. And I stopped putting effort in the relationship.
Okay.
But at the same time, she's not trying to end it. Mm-hmm. And she's sitting there hoping that he would change.
Right.
Now, this change wish or change hope, it's false. It doesn't happen. Now, there is something in a human being called behavior And something called attitude.
Right.
Now, let me just draw a clear line between those two so that you understand why change doesn't happen.
Okay.
Now, attitude, this is how you feel about something. Behavior, this is how this feeling is translated into actions.
Okay.
So, for example, my attitude is, I am liberal. How does that turn out to be behavior? It shows up in my writings and my lifestyle and how I deal with people. So the attitude is how you feel about something, and behavior is how you express it.
Okay.
All right. Now, change. Now, if you are with someone whose attitude towards women that they are inferior, the behavior would be actions to show that. So to try to change that, it is hard. Usually when you say, I want someone to change, you want to change the behavior. It's like, I want him to call more often.
Right.
Or I want him to tell me that I love you. Or I want him to take me out. That's the behavior part.
Right.
But the behavior is just an expression of the attitude. And attitudes take forever to change. Takes forever to change. And that's why waiting for somebody to change is not a good thing. And trying to change someone is just a false illusion. People just don't change. Unless they change themselves.
Exactly.
So from within, you decide, I want to change this or that about me.
Okay.
Or somebody shocks your attitudes or beliefs in something, and then you do your own research and questioning, and then you come back with a different attitude.
Gotcha.
So you don't change a person, basically.
Okay. On the other side, we're going to talk about ways to tell if this person is actually right for you. And you can get in touch at 6163 or 38555 if you have a question about a relationship issue. On the way, as promised, Leona Lewis by request. That one actually going out to Fadi from Gina. And Nickelback chasing cars from the Snow Patrol. And some Shania Twain. Keep it right here to Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
More hit music plays next. Nile FM.
مطلوب 10 أهلوية بجد يسافروا مع فودافون إلى الكاميرون يحضروا الماتش مع الأهلي ويشجعوه بقوة وحماس شايف نفسك واحد منهم اتصل ب10 10 ادخل مسابقة الأهلي في الكاميرون وشارك الفريق في أهم لحظاته فودافون الراعي الرئيسي للنادي الأهلي
فودافون عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة
مامي ممكن تشتري سيجنال كومبليت 12
ما انا لسه شاريه امبارح
يا مامي بليز واحد كمان يا مامي
حاضر من امتى بتحبي غسيل السنان قوي كده
من دلوقتي اغسل سنانك بسيجنال المتكامل 12 لان مع كل عبوه هتلاقي كوبون هتستلم بيه ايس كريم هديه من ماكدونالدز
انا بحبه
Take a musical journey around the world with the Putumayo World Music Hour on Nile FM. It's your chance to experience the many musical flavors from around the world.
On the next Putumayo World Music Hour,
we'll spotlight some international hits that brought world music to mainstream audiences, including Santana and Jimmy Cliff.
So make sure you join Dan Storper and Rosalie Howarth for the world-renowned Putumayo World Music Hour on Fridays between 5 and 6 p.m. exclusively on Nile FM.
You're listening to After Dark with Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Oh.
I'm not paying attention. I apologize. George Michael with Father Figure right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. I think, Marwa, we spend like so much time on the phone with listeners.
I think I just hung up on the caller right now because we had to go live. Please, please, please call me again. He was talking about a very important thing, and I really want to listen to you. Please call again.
Okay. Just wait till we're done talking.
Yeah.
Or you'll be calling and no one's going to answer. You are tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron in the studio with me, Marwa Raka. We've been talking about how to tell if somebody is right for you in a relationship.
Yes, that is very true. Now, Autumn got back again and he's saying that as far as he knows about body language and eye contact, she shows some interest.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a chance that she's a bit conservative about relationships? Now, here's the thing. Conservative girls, when they are not sure or they don't want to take it to a public level, she would not have a problem responding to your email saying, I cannot date, or saying, you're very nice, but I cannot do that. She would show that she's interested, but...
Right.
Okay, now the other thing about the body language and the eye contact and what have you. Now, this is sad about women, but it's a fact. Some girls are classified as being a tease. They just enjoy teasing or flirting or enjoy the attention or enjoy showing off in front of people, whether they're friends or just people.
Right.
So, like, it's like the dangling carrot theory.
Gotcha.
So, like, whenever she's with people or there is a chance to, like, get your attention, she would just give you this look or that smile or that body language thing. It's like, I see you and I know you and I notice you. But when you try to take a move, she will just shun you away. It's like, go, go, go.
Gotcha.
So some women do that. Now, I don't know the details about her character, so I cannot judge. But to your question, when you're saying about body language and eye contact, it is not always what you think it is.
Okay.
And there's one other thing. When a girl likes a guy,
mm-hmm.
and she feels that if she doesn't respond now, he's going to go away, she responds. She cannot afford to let the man she likes go away.
Okay. It makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, so even if she's conservative. We have... somebody says, tell them never to propose via email or chatting. Yeah.
That's kind of tacky.
All right. Ideally speaking, when you want to express love, you do that face-to-face. But because of our cultural things here, some people cannot afford that.
Right.
I got this email once from a guy who is telling me that for him to be able to talk to his girlfriend in college, because they're dating and nobody knows, they would talk on the phone, on the mobile phone.
Uh-huh.
And she's sitting on one bench and he's sitting on another and they're just talking because they cannot sit together.
Right.
So sometimes, depending on the cultural background and the limitations, you might have that. So let's just leave it there. Okay, we have a problem here. I love him and I talk to him. He's extremely nice to me. He even expresses how much he likes me by saying he misses me or adores to talk to me. But it just stops there. I'm very much convinced that he's right for me. What do I do? Now, this one is simple but very difficult.
Okay.
All right. Now, what do? You have to show him that you are right for him as well. So it's a lot of work. So if you really like him that much and you really think that you are right for him and he's right for you, you just have to show him that you are right for him as well. You show him that by getting to know him, getting to know his interests, and getting to know what he's into, what he likes, and highlighting those things in you. I'm not saying you pretend. I'm not saying you fake things. I'm not saying you develop interests that you don't have. I'm saying if he's right and you're right, those things should be common factors.
Right.
And if you already talk, then you have access. So it could be by talking about general topics and then you go into more specific stuff. But then again, if he does not express interest, it could be because he sees you as a friend. It could be because he is hoping for something else, like you're nice as a friend, but he has other dreams or other hopes for his girl. Or maybe because he's seeing somebody else, or maybe because he's not into relationships at the moment, mm-hmm. or because he's not financially ready. So there are like so many things when a guy does not express interest in a girl that could be the reason. And I have good news for you. I have a friend of mine who was in your very same situation, and after 5 years, he proposed.
Wow.
I'm not saying wait 5 years. I'm just saying if you really think he's the one, then give it a try.
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
We still have not, like, even basically touched on
our
topic.
Yeah, I'm still replying to problems. And then the caller who was with me on the phone, he has a very interesting story. Please call again.
All right. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to dedicate all of hour two to finding out if this person is right for you. But keep those love requests and love dedications coming in at 6163. SMSer 292 got in touch and wanted to hear Snow Patrol Chasing Cars. Here it is right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
We'll do it all. Everything. Just lay here. Would you lie with me and just forget the world? I don't quite know how to say too much. They're not enough. If I lay here, if I just